Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh boy, it's not Friday. It's not Sunday. It's somewhere in the middle. I'm just going to say it. I need to say it Saturday before you do that. It's the first show of our tour that came live from Dublin, our residency at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in Dublin. That means Gas Board. It was on the 27th of November, 2023. And James, we only went and bagged a couple of absolute stunners for Ireland.
And the first of which is Tommy Tiernan. Look, we absolutely love being in Dublin. We love the comedy of Tommy Tiernan. He's a comedy icon of mine, if I'm honest.
Yes.
So this was very exciting.
Yes, and we knew it was going to be an interesting episode.
Yes.
And I think it is.
Yeah, it's a fantastic episode. And if you're familiar with Tommy Tiernan, this is, for me, like quintessential.
Vintage.
Tommy Tiernan.
It's really good stuff. The secret ingredient was Marietta biscuits, which is a sort of plain Irish biscuit that we were told about from the audience in the first half.
A buttery kind of thing in between, and you push it together and it comes out the holes. I didn't really keep up with it, but like the Irish audience, well, one person told us about it.
Yes, we heard a lot about different Irish foods, a lot about spice bags.
Yeah, we got quite the education. A wonderful audience to finish the tour on.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's the first of two.
First two of a residency. This is the Off-Menu Menu live in Dublin of Tommy Tiernan. Welcome to the Off-Menu podcast, taking these sausages of conversation. Adding these sausages of humour. The sausages of friendship. And putting it all in the big sausage of the internet. It's the Off Menu Sausages Podcast!
That is Ed Gamble. My name is James Acaster. Together, we own a dream restaurant, and every single week, we invite in a guest and we ask them their favourite ever starter, main course, dessert, side dish, and drink. Not in that order. And this week, our guest is...
Tommy Tiernan!
So excited to have Tommy. We've got Tommy for the Dublin show, James.
It's a national treasure episode. We're very excited about it, and it's live.
We know the secret ingredient already.
Keep that in your heads.
This is the off-menu menu of Tommy Tiernan! Welcome, Tommy.
You don't get to say welcome when you're in my country. I get to say welcome, Ed and James.
Thank you, Tommy.
Thank you. And was that you saying it, or was that... Are you actually saying it?
No, I mean it, yeah. Totally.
James, what are you doing?
Yeah, sorry.
We've got to kick the show off properly, Tommy.
All right.
Because James is a genie now. He's a genie in this. So, I mean, it's up to you whether you want to rub the lamp or not
or whether we can imagine rubbing the lamp if that's easier for you.
Why don't the two of us just have a chat?
Yeah. And see how long he can squat behind there. Not forgetting he is fully squatting and he does still have an ice cream in his pocket.
That's the pre-prison squat. He's... Do you want me to rub the...
Yeah,
rub,
go
rub
on. Give the lamp a rub.
Where do I rub it?
You rub
there
it wherever you like.
There we go.
Welcome, Tommy Tiernan, to the Dream Restaurant. We've been expecting you for some time. Although you should be welcoming me.
That's almost as amazing as Mass. Wouldn't Mass be amazing if it was that simple? Just rub the goblet and out comes God.
I'd definitely go, for sure.
What would you want God to say to you if he leapt out the goblet?
Sorry. And we'd ask him for an explanation and he'd say, I don't know, I just love drama.
God talking when you think like about he's it,
the, yeah, the earth is like God's television. He just he loves crime series, true crime series. Murder, war movies. He loves the yeah. Flicking through reality for his entertainment.
Yeah.
So I want him to say sorry.
It'd be a good explanation if God just went, I'm just a messy bitch.
Would you consider yourself a foodie, Tommy Turner?
Not really. Very simple. Very, like, I grew up in a house where my mother really had very little interest in us. Really, no, it's a wonder she fucking gave birth at all. Just, she would stand at the cooker, but just be staring out the window. So we, our food was generally heated as opposed to cooked.
Yeah.
So we would have had, do you remember the mashed potatoes that the robots made? Smash.
Yes.
That was like water plus baby food or some weird shit like that. We'd had that, we'd have fish fingers. We used to have the saddest fucking dinner. Bacon and cabbage, but it was boiled to the point of being beyond nutritional.
Yeah.
Like, it was the ghost of food. It was just... It was the saddest plate I've... If depression was food, it would be... Like, it was just... To play some food makes you happy, like...
Yeah.
Like, you know the way you kind of you're getting a... Do you know the fizz from fizzy cola bottles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, sucking them is just... I'm alive.
Yeah, I do know that.
But fucking does know that.
Or you know when you lick Pringles and you're kind of going, I'm very bad.
Yeah.
How many times are you licking a Pringle?
I'm a very bad man.
I presume when you lick a Pringle, just to be clear, because they're curved, you're licking the dish. Not the underside.
As my father said to me as I was leaving the house, always lick the dip, Tom. Always.
Always lick the dip. Yeah.
Always lick the dip.
Very clear. Just...
So thank apply that into whatever area of your life you feel inclined, but that's the advice I give. Always lick the dip.
Was there any dish that you had when you were growing up that you looked forward to? Was there like a treat dish that you were like, oh, we're doing that tonight?
No, well, my father would give us food every Friday evening. And there was a chipper in Navan called Valley Cafe. And it was like being loved. Do you know those places where you go in and they're not huge and the wood is dark? Mm. And everybody, it's always kind of, it was never, I never seem to remember it being open during the summer, although it must have been, but it was kind of a winter, Friday evening, wintry place, and lots of physical contact. It was like kind of chips in a wardrobe. And and the smell of vinegar and salt and love. And so every Friday, my dad used to get us chips, and that would have been the thing we looked forward to every week. You know, I did grow up in a strange house, you know, full of marital, like my mother was a very odd woman. Like, we had to take the cat for a drive. Like, she would say to it, like, do they, like, women want to be alone sometimes? But my mother couldn't tolerate any living creature being in the house. So my father used to take us for pointless drives into the fucking, the countryside with nothing in it every Sunday. And I remember my mother, you know, we'd all be in the car. My mother would open the door and say, take the fucking cat with you.
So that was for your mother's benefit, because when you first said it, I assumed that you were taking the cat for a drive for the cat's benefit.
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me as yeah. well.
It's very hard to know what cats want. Yeah. I couldn't say the cat was ever pleased or displeased being in the car. He was just... He resigned like the rest of us.
It's rare that a cat knows what day it is as well, but I bet your cat was like, it must be Sunday.
So it's hard to know. But that's the kind of house we grew up in, you know, kind of... And food was never... Like, we never came home gladly as children. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It was one of them houses where you just go, oh, fuck. I loved my friends' houses. Like, we had... And back in those days... Like, we all lived in the same type of house. And there was... It's only as you get older that you realise that, oh, were some houses bigger than other houses? Like, we lived in an ordinary estate house, very small, and there was about 140 or 50 houses in the estate, and there was an exact opposite of it across the road, and then down there... There was one row of kind of slightly, not posh, but a row of bungalows near us, and... They were fucking mad, like, because there was one two-story house, and their sitting room was upstairs. Like, who the fuck are these people that have sitting rooms upstairs? And we found out later that the dad was a Protestant. And that's the kind of thing the Protestants do. They have the sitting room upstairs. Because yeah. Historically, the Catholics would have slept with the animals downstairs and the Protestants would be up with the furniture. So we were, yeah. And they were slightly better off than we were. And they used to have Sunday dinner every day. The heathens. Every day they'd have a full Sunday roast, and sometimes I get fed at their house. And I look forward to food there. So anyway, ours was a warring house. So the kitchen was never a place of rest. It was never a place of... I would like to do now with my family. We have a round dinner table, and we all take our, you know, get the phones away while we're eating, and no one's allowed on their phone at dinner time. We try and have conversations, you know. But growing up, like, food was like, you know, a pit stop at a Formula One race. You just fucking pull in, don't speak. Shovel it into me as fast as you can. and go to bed. That was it. So, yeah. So I wouldn't say I'm a foodie. I've never been a foodie, really. Was that the question?
Yeah.
Do I talk too much? Is that
no,
the problem?
Absolutely not. No, we are loving this. It's a night off for us, Tommy.
We always start with still a sparkling water for the dream meal, Tommy.
I have no fucking time at all for water. No. I won't be seen near the stuff. Water, to me, is the liquid equivalent of waiting. It is... It's... Let's... Now, having said that, there is a very special place in County Kerry in Ireland called Glan na Ngealt. And the literal English translation of it would be the Valley of the Mad. And historically, if you were suffering from any sort of mental affliction, or not even, no, because I think we're all kind of mentally afflicted, but a kind of a... maybe an antisocial mental affliction, they would send you to the Valley of the Mad, to Glanningyalt. That's where you'd go.
Free bus ticket.
You're paying far too much attention to what I'm saying.
We test each other after.
And you'd go there to drink the water from the river. And, you know, you hear about stuff like that and you think it's just some sort of nonsensical folk tale. But then, in the last 20 years or so, they've done tests on the water and they've found out that it has extraordinarily high levels of lithium. Natural lithium. Now, you see, that... I'm stunned that you're laughing already because you're all on tablets, aren't you? You're all... Yeah.
These are podcast listeners.
This is a completely different generation to my generation. Yeah. You take medication to fucking to cope, right? We took medication because we were bored of coping. We took drugs to fucking to taste to taste the wind and speak the seven languages of the sun. You fucking take drugs to get you through double maths. So you're a different generation. Anyway, so lithium is a natural antidepressant. So they were right. Mm-hmm. This wasn't a kind of an invented nonsense. This worked. So if you could get me a glass of water from the river that flows through the Valley of the Mad, I'd have a glass of that.
Absolutely can.
To start with.
Delicious.
Lovely.
To start with.
Do you want a wedge of lemon in that or anything?
I also like... I'm on a bit of a tonic water buzz at the minute. Mm. I was in Africa last week. And I wasn't sure what to eat in Africa. And the part of Africa I was in, you'd always be worried, especially when you're going on long drives in Africa or Asia and you're just after arriving, you'd be worried about getting diarrhea and stuff and driving through the countryside not knowing how to cope with that. So I wasn't sure what to eat. I wanted to give my body a few days and I wasn't sure. Didn't want to go near any of the juices. I lived in Africa for a little while as well. And we had a mango tree in our back garden. I don't think I was ever happier than when I was up the tree away from my mother eating mangoes.
You and the cat.
Yeah. Just me and the cat. Just sucking mangoes. It was beautiful. This microphone reminds me of a mango. So when I was in Africa and I didn't know what to recently and I didn't know what to eat or drink to start off with, I was in a bar and I decided to go for the tonic water. And I love it, actually. And I know there's quinine. Is that the thing that's in tonic water? A lot of people drink gin and tonics and would like the quinine. I love it. So that's a kind of an answer to your lemon question.
Yes.
Which is a bit like the classical Irish joke about you ask somebody for directions and they say, well, I wouldn't start from here.
Problems or bread, problems or bread, Tommy Tiernan, problems or bread.
I think I would have to... I get full very quickly. That might be an Irish thing as well, of like, we weren't reared on starters.
No.
So, starters don't make any sense to me.
Not even
I'll eventually get around to the poppadoms and bread thing, but let's start with starters.
Ahead to slag off starters. Ahead.
So a starter, an ideal starter for me would just be. to be beaten. Can I tell you one of my sexual fantasies, just to get that out of the way?
Absolutely.
Yes. Please.
I'd love to be alone. That's my sexual fantasy. No, I'd like to be. I'd like to be alone in a warehouse, a really, really big warehouse with a. It's completely dark, but I also have a blindfold on, and my hands are behind my back. And
tied up or just behind your back?
Every time you're making things awkward.
I will occasionally ask a question something.
You could just have your hands behind your back like a Bobby on the beat, you know.
Yeah,
but my hands are behind my back.
Yes.
And what I would like to be what I would like is a naked, angry Serena Williams to run into me.
Now, the thing is...
Repeatedly, not just once. She runs into me and I'm fucking knocked down to the ground. Can't see it. And I can just hear her furious somewhere in the warehouse.
Somewhere in the warehouse.
Yeah.
And Serena's got free reign of the whole warehouse. She's running around.
She destroys me. Yeah. She fucking destroys me.
Presumably she's got night vision goggles on or something so she can see exactly where you are.
Yeah. She's like... This is like Science of the Lambs kind of stuff.
You keep dragging me back down to earth with these questions.
I'm just trying to think about it from Serena's perspective.
There's no point. I don't think she'd be into it. I don't think she's.
So she hates being there, right?
She's just annoyed at me for some reason. That's all I know. Me specifically. Yeah,
probably because she heard about this fantasy.
Yeah.
What was the question? Was it poppadoms or bread?
Poppadoms or bread, but often that gets confused. Which tennis player do you want to slam into you in a warehouse constantly while you're blindfolded with your hands tied behind your back? Often people confuse which one of the Williams sisters we've asked them to.
Yeah.
I think it's too easy to eat a load of poppadoms.
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's too easy. Like, you're full before you know it. And the same with bread. I do like Peshwari naan. Mm. I'm a big Peshwari naan fan. If I was only eating Peshwari naan, I'd have that. But I'm conscious of having to finish this fucking 4-course meal, so I think I'd have maybe like the hint of a poppadom or something. Like, I'd like a plate that a poppadom had been on.
Yes.
Like a tiny poppadom?
Are we
back in mass now?
Are we?
Are we back in mass now? Are we back at Body
back
of Christ?
Back at mass, Body of Christ.
Yeah.
A tiny poppadom if you want to take it like mass.
Just pop it on your tongue.
Controversial, that, James.
I mean, you brought it back round to that as well. I thought we'd wriggle out of that conversation.
We moved on from the whole blasphemy thing.
Jesus Christ.
So I'd say a hint of a poppadom. A hint of a poppadom.
Do you want, like, the smell, sort of, like, the
They don't really smell that good, do they? Poppadoms.
No?
No one has ever said they love the smell of poppadoms. No, there's a kind of it's kind of an angry, wet bread smell of poppadoms, isn't there? Do you think about it as kind of, you know... But again, supremely conscious of not eating too much at the start, so I'd like a shard, a kind of a dust cloud of poppadoms, something vague and tempting but not filling.
Do you want all the dips with that?
Yes. Yes, I want the dips. Remember what Dad said.
So let's go on to your dream starter then, because, like, you're not really...
Well, I think we've heard it, haven't we?
Was that what, Serena Williams mowing you down in a fucking warehouse?
No, the starter would be, again, what I was going to say about the steak was just to be beaten across the face with a steak or something. Just, we're not used to starters in Ireland. It's not, we weren't reared with starters. Like, it's such a, it's a dinner before your dinner. Like, in Irish restaurants, like, we have no clue in terms of like the proportionality of portions. We don't have, we're still stuck in that thing of that more equals better quality. So you'd be going to a place and you'd say, I'll have, people might say, oh, I'll have the chicken wings to start. And you get this fucking bucket. And, you know, there's no room for anything else. So I'd have a sliver of something. Do you know what I'd love, actually?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? I can't remember what it was called. The fucking, this. It was after Hannibal Lecter, The Screaming of the Sheep. It was the sequel to...
Sons of the Lambs.
Yeah. The sequel, The Screaming of the Sheep, yeah.
Okay. Hannibal and Red Dragon. Are you thinking about... If you're building up towards when Ray Liotta has his brain cut out...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That would not be ideal, that you're slowly going mad and being fed yourself. Like, I would love to eat... Would you put on weight if you ate yourself? Would you? Like, if you were fed your own brain, would you? Oh.
Yeah.
I couldn't possibly. I'm stuffed. What was I thinking about?
Starter, you'd say possibly that a lot, being a sliver of your own brain for your starter.
No, what I would love to do is... we're probably the only animals that don't do this. I'd love to eat something that was alive.
As you're eating it, it's alive as you're eating it.
Yeah, like it doesn't... Like, all other animals get to do that. Like, they get to... And we do.
They do
you remember the little fish they used to get to clean your feet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, did you ever just fucking... And they're going mad in your mouth. I'd like that. I'd like to, as a starter...
The feet cleaning
just have
fish.
Something that can I, is there, do you have anything that's, you know, I didn't... People are...
No.
Do you have any vegan options? Do you have anything gluten-free? Anything alive? I'd like that. I'd like something that was alive.
Yeah.
Do they, people, wine people, they can't, you know, they wine tasters and stuff like that, never, they always just rinse their mouth and then... There must be some way of doing that with the type of food that is, you know, just have a shoal full of these micro sharks.
Yeah. Just...
Swim to freedom.
Yeah, so you get a taste of them.
Yeah, and just the closest we've ever got to that is fizzy cola bottles.
Sure.
That's the closest we've ever come to having something that's alive in our mouths. There's certain body fluids that are alive.
Yes.
But I've never had the pleasure.
Well, this is the dream restaurant.
Yeah.
Well...
Anyone could be let into that warehouse, Tommy.
Yeah. Dark in there.
I would like to try a breast milk sorbet.
We're really jumping around here on what you're taking a while to decide. We've been through all the classics.
Why is that disgusting to people? When we're born, it's the only thing we want. You know, and now look at us, oh, we're so mature. You know.
I hadn't developed a taste for sorbet as an infant.
Bodybuilders drink breast milk, don't they?
Do they?
Apparently, some bodybuilders buy breast milk off on the black market and drink breast milk because apparently it's better, like protein and stuff. What do you think of that?
You have a habit of just stopping this conversation, dead.
I mean,
I was carrying on. I was trying to carry on the conversation. You're the one who threw fucking breast milk sorbet into the mix, Tommy.
You can't do that, Tommy. You can't go, I'd love to eat breast milk sorbet. Some people do. This guy's fucking weird. Who invited the weirdo to dinner? I'm just saying that I would love to eat it. The fuck is this?
How do they, like... The reason that I was stunned by it was because I'm curious as to how they would get it and how... Like, because, you know, when your fierce amount doesn't come out, you know, it's not... You don't... Anybody want to chip in here with some facts? not a fierce...
I guess there's some people who are producing it.
Someone put their hand up over there. Yeah, that's a bloke.
My mom told me that people used to go usually like fetish people, but like.
Your mum told you that fetish people used to buy it because people were paid to go and get pumped for those people. How did your mum happen upon this information? Huh? Your dad told you. Oh, yeah. No.
Okay.
Okay, so he bought it.
Yeah.
He was buying it and it said, I've heard this happens. Fair enough. So there you go.
There's a market for everything.
Yeah, so again, not too much of a starter, just something to whet the appetite.
Lovely. So
something to kind of like the smell of something or like a
the smell of something.
Mist.
Yeah.
Like
so second mist
from the kitchen.
It's the second mist of the menu, Tommy.
Oh, is it really?
Do you want the mist to be your own, the smell of, it doesn't have to happen to you, but the smell of your own brain sizzling in a pan? Because there is that bit in that Hannibal scene where he starts sizzling the brain and Ray Liotta's like, oh, that smells good. And he actually, he performs that bit very convincingly and it makes me think, oh, I bet that does smell delicious because he's really selling it. So would you like that smell?
Sure,
of your
I tried
own
that.
Brain?
Yeah, to smell just myself.
The scent of your own brain sizzling in a pan.
Oh, lovely. Yeah, I go for that. Totally, yeah, yeah.
You're right about the Irish not understanding starters.
Just as a point of information, there never was a famine. just that other people wanted the food.
I like the sound of these other people.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Dream main course, Tommy.
I'm not interested in that question, but I would like to talk about my dream main course would be, again, I'm not mad for meat.
Yeah.
I prefer not to eat meat. It's not a... I'm not a vegetarian or anything, or... I don't think you're actually eating a cow. Like, it was a cow, but it's fucking not a cow now. It won't be a cow tomorrow. It won't... It'll be something else tomorrow. I wouldn't eat a cow. I wouldn't have the nerve to go up to a cow and just start eating it. I, you know... I wouldn't do that. Nobody would. I wouldn't even do it to like a chicken or. But once it's like what's on the plate is not the thing that was in the field. But I still don't. I would eat a chicken if it was somehow in the shape of a baby. I bet they could do that. I fucking bet they could do that. It would still taste like chicken, but it would just be to see the other people in the restaurant going, what the fuck is he eating? Like, you imagine that would be quite easily done. Yeah. Like a plump roast chicken lying on its back would not need that much work to look like a baby.
Yeah.
And people would be going, is he fucking, what's the fuck is he? I think he's eating a baby. So let's just park that for the moment.
Yeah.
Don't make that weird with any of your questions. Okay.
Sorry, I've got nothing to add there.
But I would be a big fan of roast potatoes. I love roast potatoes. And like I said, a very simple taste when it comes to food. So roast potatoes, doesn't matter how badly they're roasted, overdone, underdone, rightly done, it almost even doesn't matter what's on them. Rosemary or salt. I was going to say Maura. Sandra Trasa. I like to pull potatoes out of a lady.
Who's this guy?
Yeah.
I like this.
Puts him back in the genie bottle.
I like him. Who is he?
He's fucking mad, he is. What was I talking about? Rosemary roast potatoes, yeah. So it doesn't matter.
Goodbye to that guy.
Doesn't matter what's on the potatoes as long as they're roasted. And I love them. I'd almost eat them as all the time as everything. Like, get up in the morning and just, you know, have two. And then maybe just fucking skip lunch altogether. And then in the evening have about seven. And one going to bed. I fucking love roast potatoes. And I'd like when parsnips are roasted, little slivery kind of with the... Do you know when they're almost over-roasted and they've this almost like this... a tail, a little wisp of something defiantly burnt but still... parsnippy. And carrots, I do roast carrots. Sometimes they put a honey thing on. I fucking discovered this popcorn recently that has blown my mind. Kyo's. Have you heard of Kyo's? You have to eat these before you go back to Kyo's. Kyo's. Kyo's.
Well, this episode is going to be released audio. And, yeah. I can't wait for all the tweets at Ben being like, you've done a mad job editing this because you've clearly missed out a bit. He was talking about all the roast vegetables he likes and then you just hard cut into him talking about popcorn.
So...
And no, all of you are going to have to go online and go, no, that's what happened in the room. We were there. It's what happened.
Popcorn immediately. No,
there is a link and the link is that Kyo's do this new popcorn now. Well, I only discovered it like 2 or 3 weeks ago. It's honey and sea salt fucking popcorn.
Great.
Like, these people have nothing better to be doing than just thinking of shit to put on popcorn. It is delicious. So I would... The carrots would have a kind of a honey... Do you know the carrots have a honey glaze on them sometimes? I kind of like burnt food.
Yep.
I like, you know... food that's just fucking... It's, like, annoyed at you. That's what burnt food is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Burnt food is kind of like, fuck you. Isn't it? Like when you're having rashers, like, a good bit of the rasher can be all right, and then towards the end it's going, nah, fuck you. So, like, my main course would be... mainly veg, but if possible, chicken in the shape of a baby. If it was at all possible.
Yes.
And
I think I can do that for you.
Maybe we'd have glass of something, maybe if we'd run out of the lithium water, we'd have a glass. I tried this whiskey recently. And do you know, I'm very easily led.
I don't believe that for a fucking second.
There are two of us trying to do it now.
I'll be at home hating myself later. But I was reading it. Leonard Cohen was talking about being on tour in Europe in the 70s. And he talked about we were spending a lot of money on this really expensive red wine that had these extra tannins in them that were almost, he said, they had, and I don't really drink red wine, but he said there was a kind of a euphoric, kind of happy buzz off, like, that wine has different stuff in it that has different effects on your body. And I thought, wow, I can imagine being able to, and he said they were spending like thousands of pounds on this fucking wine. And the idea of drinking something like that would be, but recently I had a glass of this whiskey that just, it was like the two sides of me head where my temples were turned into wind turbines. It was just beautiful.
Sounds lovely.
So it was, whiskey's ridiculous because it's, I like cigars, but.
Yeah.
What I can't tolerate is the price of things.
Mm.
Continue.
I love that during that, at one point, a guy down here...
Yeah, which whiskey?
Well, which whiskey? Mate, if you think you... Oh, I'll get a straight answer on a top. Fucking second row audience member. Which whiskey? And Tommy straight away names it for you.
Yeah.
There you go. Happy to.
Instead of going, which whiskey? I like cigars.
No, I'm talking about the price of things.
Yes. Yes.
Sorry to interrupt, Tom.
That sometimes something can be so expensive that it takes the goodness out of it. So with food. You know, unless if you've been taken out to a restaurant, like I was in this place in San Francisco last week.
Now, I was pretty sure you were in Africa last week.
Big week.
So, and we went to this ridiculous restaurant, and it was too expensive. And it kind of took the goodness out of it. So then the same can happen with cigars. Is that like you can get a cigar that's, you know, that costs like fucking $2,000 or something, and you're thinking, this doesn't make any sense. Why is this is not right? Like, and with wine it's the same, and whiskey. The reason I'm not going to tell you the is because it's too expensive. So if stuff is too expensive, it sucks all the goodness out of it, and there's no reason for it to be expensive, really. No reason at all. So, but poppadoms is the answer to your question.
The main course so far, we just quick catch up. We've got roasted vegetables, so burnt they're aggressive towards you.
They're annoyed at you.
They're annoyed at you. A roast chicken in the shape of a baby, if that's possible. And a glass of whiskey that's too expensive and it sucked all the goodness out of it.
Yeah.
But it made your head feel like you had two wind turbines either side of your temples.
I'd like that. I'm also just as a... I know we've gone to sides now.
Hard to come up with a side dish for your main dish. It's comprised of sides, but...
I used to sell mushrooms. My dad...
This explains everything. Yeah.
I would, if I was, say, in prison, in America.
Yeah.
For murder.
Yeah.
Back to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe the chicken shaped like a baby wasn't a chicken at all. It were a fucking baby, an actual fucking baby.
Oh no, he's back.
It's my favourite character I've ever seen.
I ate a fucking baby.
Yeah. Really? I don't like the guy, but I do want to hear more from him.
Absolutely love it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so...
Oh, he's gone again.
He just comes and goes.
I'm like, do you remember that movie Ed Norton was in?
Okay.
The Incredible Hulk.
Do you remember the one? It was called...
Fight Club.
What? No, Primal something or other.
Fear.
Was it Primal Fear where he played the guy that was... He pretended he had two different personalities.
Yeah.
And the lawyer defended him, and at the end he showed him that it were only a fucking joke.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm in prison in America.
Yeah, for murder.
For after, you know, for eating a baby. And it weren't even my own fucking baby. I just picked it up and fucking ate it. Right.
You get uncharacteristically excited and giddy as well when you do it.
Yeah, you really come forward on your seat when you're talking about eating a baby.
So great.
I'm quite shy otherwise, aren't I?
Yeah.
Confidence. So I'm in prison in America for eating a baby. Mm. And you know, you get your last meal.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know? And I would... So, I would love to... It would be a mushroom-based event... And if you could get me, like, without the authorities knowing, like I say my brother was a fucking pizza chef in town. And even though it was his baby, I fucking ate.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Because you have to have access to baby if you want to fucking eat it. So my brother, he was just as fucking mad as I am. Because we were brought up, right? My mother used to make us take cat for a fucking walk. What's happening? So I'm in prison in America, right? And I managed, through my contacts, to get... to get magic mushroom pizza, right? So I you know, and they're all there, the other relatives or whoever the fuck, you know. Oh, my brain is too fast for my mouth. So anyway, so do you know they, like, there's when you're being executed, there's a thing of the family of the people that you've murdered the person belonging to. It's they're there because they want to see you die,
mm-hmm.
and they want to. They kind of want. That's part of the thing. So I would either do one of two things. I'd either have like a some sort of a poisonous mushroom, and I'd be fucking dead already. So they couldn't get the satisfaction, and they'd be just fucking annoyed after getting the bus out to the prison. What do you mean he's fucking dead already?
So is that your family?
He's being
that's,
uncle.
That's the family of the
that's
baby.
That's the family of the baby eater.
Anyway, so either dead already
the
or...
The baby's family.
Oh, yes.
Have come to watch Tommy die.
But his brother's made the pizza, right?
His brother made the pizza, but the baby's family have come to watch Tommy die.
But his brother is the father of the baby.
No. I thought that, but the brother knew the family.
No, it was his baby. I remember that bit.
Oh, apologies. Apologies.
Because you've got to have access to baby if you want to fucking eat it.
Yeah, that. Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
So, it's Tommy's family who have come.
But they're estranged. They're estranged.
They're estranged family. But they've come, they want closure by watching you die.
Want to see me fucking die, don't they? Bastards. Yeah.
And you're denying them that closure.
I'm fucking dead already.
Yeah, because you've eaten a poisonous mushroom too.
Or.
Yeah.
Or they're like hallucinogenic mushrooms,
and
you're just, you know, they bring you in, and they lay on the kind of the crucifix table, and they want to see you apologetic and oh, I'm so sorry for eating your fucking baby.
I would eat it. But I can't go back in time. Oh, God. Do you forgive me? Do you forgive me? I'm so sorry I hit the baby. I wish I'd never fucking seen that baby. Oh, wasn't even nice.
Fucking hell.
Or I have this magic mushroom pizza and I'm fucking gone. I am just... So they don't get that thing of me crying and there's, I'm just there going, Bendy! Why is everything just all fucking Bendy? Look at the walls! They're fucking on the roof and they're Bendy. They're Bendy walls!
Both good options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get you a slice of each. You can decide on the day.
Thank you.
All I'm going to be thinking about, I'll try and get to sleep tonight, is that,
yeah.
is that character, the yeah. whole narrative yeah. arc of it.
Story.
Call me, James, call me.
So good.
Are you asleep? So am I. I'm going to go to sleep in your brain. First voice you hear tomorrow morning will be mine going, hello, James. Anyway.
Your dream side. What's your dream side dish, sorry?
So the side dish would be some sort of mushroom. I love mushrooms.
Mm.
I think, didn't they discover a massive mushroom in... Somebody will know this. I think they discovered, like, it's like the size of a county. No, really, I did. I think someone will know this. In Oregon, yeah.
In the Oregon Mountains.
We have no... We don't know if she's lying or telling the truth. No.
It's awful, that, isn't it? When you...
I mean, surely you do know, Tommy. You were in the Oregon Mountains last week, weren't you?
Don't get fucking smart, man.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's gone. He's having a nap.
Good.
So, yeah, that's beside just kind of just pizza, mushrooms.
Yep. Lovely mushrooms.
And we used to have, like, I think... I did sell them. My father worked for an organisation called Chagask, mm-hmm. which were the Farm Advisory Council of Ireland or something. And I was a teenager and I wanted extra money. And he used to buy mushrooms off a local farmer for 50 pence a pound. And I would go around the housing estates in our side of Navan selling the mushrooms for 50 pence a half pound. So I'd make about 20 quid altogether. And I'd give a tenner of that back to my dad to pay the mushroom farmer for the tenner's worth of mushrooms. And I'd have a tenner in Navan on a Saturday. So I bought Kells. That's a town beside Navan. That's...
Your dream drink, Tommy Tierney.
My?
Dream drink.
The blood of Christ.
You've got to be delicate, Tommy.
Yeah. Shat enough to pap. again, I think, I like Guinness. I like drinking Guinness. I like drinking whiskey. I'm trying not to drink as much these days. I'm trying to kind of knock it back. So I'm on the tonic water at the minute, which I do like a lot. But for a treat, I find Guinness gets me drunk kind of slowly, and I'm a nice Guinness drunk. Do you know the kind of way? Where it's kind of an easy, slow, and I'm bendy and friendly on a Guinness drunk.
Yeah.
Like, and I'm good crack. But whiskey gets me drunk quite rapidly, and I get a bit gnarly. And I like being on my own when I'm drinking whiskey. So my ideal drink would probably be... some sort of mushroomy a magic mushroom smoothie.
Magic mushroom smoothie?
With a hint of death.
That's exciting. We made sure we... It's our first night in Dublin last night. We arrived yesterday and had a lovely meal at Massa.
Massa, yeah. And good tacos.
And went from there over to Whelan's to get a Guinness. It was a very nice feeling to arrive in Dublin and have a Guinness.
Oh, yeah. It's a bit different to the Guinness in England, did you notice?
Yes.
It's a bit more... Do they take the time to pour it properly and... Yes, it is a beautiful, beautiful drink. Have you guys ever had poutine?
I heard about it.
I heard about it.
I should have brought some. Poutine is this illegal hooch that we have here. It's kind of like, say, you're 4 or 5 years of age and you, you say to your mother, I'd really like to spend most of my adult life in and out of psychiatric hospitals. Then she'd start giving you poutine. So even though it's illegally made, there is some amazingly beautiful stuff out there. Like in the 60s and 70s and 80s, it was kind of harsh. People were just like throwing surgical spirits into it and stuff. It was just like an angry drink. But in the past, I wouldn't say it's gentrified, but in the past 10 or 15 years, people have gone to a real... They put all types of berries in it, and it's... if you're lucky enough to get beautiful poutine... there's all these designer gins around now, but there also is beautiful, beautiful poutine out there. It's difficult to find. You should never pay for it. Mm-hmm. Somebody should give it to you, and you just owe them a favour.
What's a reasonable favour in return?
Yeah. Just you fucking wait.
Oh, no. I felt him coming back. I felt his presence.
A favour might be that you can you might drive. Say they had a son in college in another town. Mm. You might drive him to college a few times, or just normal human stuff like her. Somebody might have borrowed your lawnmower a year ago and, as a way of apologising for the delay in getting it back, say, here's a bottle of madness. Yeah. So a friend of mine, it's even stronger than whiskey. And a friend of mine, remember, we were out and he went drinking and he says, never again. The last thing I remember is being at that party on all fours, barking like a dog. And he says, I woke up by the side of the road holding onto a bicycle. So it does that to you. But it is, it's beautiful. A glass of fruity poutine would be my ideal drink.
Oh, lovely.
Lovely.
Now, I tell you what. No, it wasn't. Yeah, we're okay. But every episode, we have a secret ingredient.
Oh, yeah?
That if the guest picks it, we... This will sound aggressive, but kick them out of the Dream restaurant and they don't get any dinner. Oh. And on the tour, we get the audience to help us choose what the secret ingredient is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That was one of the candidates. It was nearly that. It wasn't that. It was something else in the end.
It felt a bit harsh to pick that because the reason for the guy picking that was that he knew you loved it.
Yeah, actually, he called it, yeah. He said, Tommy loves it.
So anyway, yeah, beautiful drink, though.
We arrive at your dream dessert, Tommy.
Now, there is a space between... I have a shed down the bottom of my garden. I don't know much about, like, reality, so... No, I really don't. So in terms of things, I'm not really clued into what a thing would be or...
What a thing would be?
Yeah, I just don't know stuff. Like, I've lived in the same house now for 21 years, and my daughter had to tell me last week where the utility room was. Like, I just part of my brain is not engaged on that level. So, when the shed was being built, I said, I wanted a toilet in the shed, because it's about 30 or 40 seconds walk from the house. And You know, because you'd be down there drinking coffee and stuff like that, and you'd want to walk up to the house and fucking, you know, everybody knows why you're there. And
does that embarrass you? Your own family know you go to the toilet?
Yeah. Don't...
There he is, in his own house.
Yeah.
So, but the man who was building the shed said that it would be too much, too hard work to get, because the shed is at the bottom of a hill and the septic tank was up at the top of the hill. It'd be too expensive to get something that would drive the effluent from the bottom. So he said, he persuaded my wife not to build me a toilet. So I...
He wasn't wasting his time persuading you.
Yeah.
Straight to your wife.
Yeah.
You're going to have to talk to him. I've been out there for 5 hours. He wanted me to build him a toilet. He's not having any of it. He's threatened to eat my baby 5 days. Please.
So.
He's doing a character.
So there's a gap of, say, the size of this table. What's that? Maybe about 4 feet between the back of the shed and the back wall. And there's these kind of strange kind of, like, it's not cabbage, but it's kind of some weird... I don't know what the fuck it is. I didn't know, so I used to piss on it, right? You need something, that, like...
At off menu. Who edited this?
So...
This is the back around the back of the shed, right?
So no one can see me, so I go around the back of the shed and I piss on this stuff.
Yes.
Right? Now, my son then...
This is dessert.
Yeah...
Yes, but you have
my son then made dessert for us.
Oh no!
From rhubarb. Growing down the bottom of the garden, and it used to be my favourite dessert, rhubarb. I used to love rhubarb. I remember going to my granny's house in Athlone and she would make us rhubarb tart and I used to love it. But I can't eat that now.
I bet your family can't either. Did you tell them? Did they all find out?
They will when they listen to this.
they ate your piss.
Piss rhubarb.
So I would... In my memory, rhubarb was always lovely. But I can't go near it now, so I would have to get real normal, like I'm real normal. I would say that I love ice cream, and you're the kind of the... I think it's honey with caramel in it. Like, it's just one or two balls of that now, and with the little hard chunks of honey in it. Is it honey? It's like a bit of a crunchy bar or something. Whatever it is, that honey...
Honeycomb.
Thank you. I love honeycomb ice cream, so I'd be really boring and just have a bowl of honeycomb ice cream, please.
I'm going to read your menu back to you now and see how you feel about it.
Good luck, James.
Thank you, Ed. You would like a glass of water from the river in the Valley of the Mad.
Yes.
You would like the hint of a poppadom with all the dips. You would like the smell of your own brain sizzling in a pan. You would like roast potatoes, roast parsnips, honey glazed carrots, and so burnt that they're annoyed at you, but if possible, with a chicken in the shape of a baby. And a whiskey that's too expensive and makes your head feel like a wind turbine. You would like a side dish of a poisonous slash magic mushroom pizza. Drink a glass of fruity pochin? And dessert, a bowl of honeycomb ice cream.
Goodness. The off-menu, Tommy Tiernan.
Tommy Tiernan, everybody.
Fantastic, Tommy.
Give it up once again for the brilliant Tommy Tiernan. Thank you very much, guys. Good night.
Bye.
There we are. And don't forget, Tommy is on tour with Tomedian. How has he got this far into his career and not called a show that?
Amazing. That's really funny.
Yeah.
I think
a lot of comedians, if their name was Tom,
yeah,
that'd be your debut Edinburgh show.
Yeah.
Would be called
yeah.
Comedian
yeah.
in like a 50-seater playing to 10 people every day.
Yeah.
And
his
Tommy
debut show is called Tiernedian. He's gutted he didn't spot Tomedian.
He's doing I the love that Tommy's done it yeah. now.
It's at the Hammersmith Apollo in London this Tuesday, the 30th of April. So if there are tickets left, go and grab them with both hands. Go to TommyTiernan.ie for tickets.
Thank you again, Tommy, for doing the show. Massively appreciate it. We'll be back next Saturday with our final bonus episode.
Bye.
Shrink the Box is back for a brand new season. This is the podcast where we put our favorite fictional TV characters into therapy. Join me, Ben Bailey-Smith, and our brand new psychotherapist, Namon Metaxas.
Hi, Ben. Yes, this season we're going to be putting the likes of Tommy from Peaky Blinders, Cersei from Game of Thrones on the couch to learn why their behavior creates so much drama.
So make sure you press the follow button to get new episodes as soon as they land on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts. Shrink the Box is a Sony Music Entertainment original podcast.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Want truly hydrated skin? Meet Osea's body care breakthrough, Hyaluronic Body Serum. It's clinically proven to increase hydration by 161%. It's lightweight, fast-absorbing, and delivers 24 hours of hydration for silky smooth skin without any sticky afterfeel. Treat your skin to clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order with code SUMMER at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code SUMMER.
Hello, it's Rob Orton here. Now, I've got a podcast called the Rob Orton Daily Podcast. It's a short poem or story or a musing on a particular subject every single day. What if you commissioned Picasso to paint your house and he just painted it white? Would you be annoyed? Wouldn't it be good if you could pour Miracle-Gro onto other things, such as pizzas? Have you ever thought about what a beach might be like if it was made from digestive biscuits? Have you ever tried to cry about something you're not thinking about? If you would like to listen to a daily podcast that includes subjects I've mentioned there, then please listen to the Rob Orton Daily Podcast.